This episode is brought to you by Shopify. Whether you're selling a little or a lot, Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. From the launch your online shop stage, all the way to the we just hit a million orders stage. No matter what stage you're in, Shopify's there to help you grow. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/special offer, all lowercase. That's shopify.com/special offer.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Pittsburgh Steelers fans, what's going on? This is Jeff Hartman, senior editor at BehindTheSteelCurtain.com, with you for another Pittsburgh Steelers Injury Report podcast. And the Pittsburgh Steelers are preparing for the Seattle Seahawks. We know this. Week 6, Sunday Night Football at Heinz Field. It is going to be electric. The Steelers are looking to win 2 games in a row heading into their Week 7 bye week. Following the bye week, we know that the dreaded Cleveland Browns await. But before we get to that point, in which case we'll cover that ad nauseum at BehindTheSteelCurtain.com, we want to talk about the Friday injury report. Now, in case you didn't know this and your first time listening, when you're talking about the Friday injury report, you have the status update as well as who practiced and who did not practice on Friday. So let's talk about the Pittsburgh Steelers first. Some very important news and notes to discuss about the Steelers Friday report. Let's go through it one by one. Quarterback Ben Roethlisberger with his pectoral and hip, full participant. He's going to play. We knew this. Melvin Ingram, as well as Trey Turner, they were given days off. Trey Turner was not injury related. Neither was Melvin Ingram. They're both going to play. Chase Claypool and James Washington, they had been limited on Wednesday and Thursday. Both were full participants. That's a great sign. Carlos Davis, who's still battling his way back from a knee injury, was limited. Cam Hayward with the neck, he was a full participant in practice on Friday. And so were Cam Sutton and Devin Bush, both with groin injuries, were full participants. So that's great news. And then Akilah Witherspoon, who missed on Thursday with a coach's decision, he was a full participant on practice on Friday. Obviously, wide receiver Juju Smith-Schuster with a shoulder is not practicing and will be placed on injured reserve at some point. So what does that mean? What are the game statuses for the Pittsburgh Steelers? Wide receiver Juju Smith-Schuster has been ruled out. Defensive tackle Carlos Davis has been ruled out. Other than that, everyone else is good to go. That means Chase Claypool, James Washington, Cam Sutton, Devin Bush, all those soft tissue injuries, they seem to be good to go. Another note that's here on the injury report by Steelers.com is that defensive coordinator Keith Butler will fill the role of inside linebackers coach this Sunday in place of Jerry Olsavsky. If you didn't hear the sad news, Jerry Olsavsky's wife passed away recently. I don't know if it was today or yesterday, and therefore he will not be with the team at this time. So our thoughts and prayers go out to the Olsavsky family, to Jerry himself, and the Steelers organization who lost a member of their family. So horrible transition here, but let's go to the other side of the fence with the Seattle Seahawks. Now, this is really important based on the fact that it was really weird that Thursday it said Russell Wilson practiced on a limited basis. Now, we have not at this time, it's 5:30 Eastern time, have not gotten their actual practice report yet, but you know what? I said the game statuses are here. I'm going to run with this podcast. Here's what we have. Running back Chris Carson with a neck injury, he is out. Quarterback Russell Wilson with a right finger is out. Tackle Cedric Ogubi with the biceps is out. Now, the one player that was not mentioned at all is DK Metcalf. DK Metcalf didn't practice Thursday, was limited on Wednesday with a foot injury. Seems like that's just they'll be good to go. Other than that, that's it. That's the only statuses for the Seattle Seahawks. So believe it or not, it looks like both of these teams have a relatively clean bill of health heading into the Sunday night game at Heinz Field. And it's important to note that things can change. We've seen so far with the Steelers several times, whether it was week 1 when Alex Highsmith was listed as questionable, then they took that designation off as he got ready with a groin injury. We saw TJ Watt was questionable and then was ruled out. So over the weekend, it's important that you stay tuned to a website like BehindTheSteelCurtain.com for all your Pittsburgh Steelers needs. We have the latest breaking news. We have film rooms. We have scouting reports. You name it, we have it all in one place, BehindTheSteelCurtain.com, as well as wherever you get your podcasts or Steelers or Behind the Steel Curtain. Subscribe, follow, whatever you have to do so that you don't miss a thing. All right, I'm Jeff Hartman, senior editor of BehindTheSteelCurtain.com. I'll be back in a couple weeks for an injury report podcast. You can check me out on my Let's Ride podcast every Monday, Wednesday, Friday, as well as the Steelers preview podcast every Thursday night. So make sure you check that out. As we always finish it here, be safe, be kind, and God bless. Go Steelers.